In all you're getting, get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. True wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. Oh, Jesus, we are gathered at your feet again. We give you praise. Oh, we give you praise. If you have your Bible with you, please take your seat. If you have your Bible with me, just open to the book of Exodus chapter 33. Hallelujah. Go to verse. And of the Levites, he said, go to verse 10. They shall teach Jacob your judgment and Israel your law. And they shall put incense before you and a whole burnt sacrifice from your altar. Hallelujah. We're going to take our time and just hear God's word and have the Spirit of God speak to our hearts about our priesthood. The Bible says we do not have a high priest who is not touched by the feelings of our infirmity. Jesus is a high priest. Amen. For we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, called forth out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are called to give praise to him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are the royal priesthood that the Bible talks about. And here we see Moses began to speak to the children of Israel while he was talking to the 12 tribes of Israel. And when he got to the tribe of the Levites, he said, this is going to be their responsibility. He said, they shall teach Jacob the judgment of God and Israel the law. And he said, they will continually burn the incense before the presence of God. And they will put the sacrifice upon the altar. This is the responsibility of the Levites that the Bible speaks of. Open with me to Hebrews chapter 7. Thank you, Holy Spirit. From verse 11, the Bible says, therefore, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should arise according to the order of Melchizedek, and not be called according to the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, of necessity there is also a change of the law. Hallelujah. If we read through the old covenant and see how God dealt with the people of the old, everything about the children of Israel revolves around the tabernacle, revolves around the temple of God. And the Bible tells us that the responsibility of the priest. The Bible tells us that the responsibility of the priest is to go before the presence of the Lord to burn the incense and to burn the sacrifice. That is the calling of the priest. And to teach the whole of the people of Israel the law of God. And the Bible says, if the priesthood been changed, it is necessary that the law also be changed. And God is making us understand that we have entered into a new covenant with Him, into a new level of fellowship and koinonia with His Spirit. And therefore, the way God revealed Himself and related with men of old is no longer how God wants to reveal Himself to us. And God is not relating with us in the same manner. The Bible, chapter 1, verse 9 of the book of Luke, speaks that when it was time for Zechariah to burn the incense before the Lord, as his custom was, the people of the Lord were behind him praying. And while Zechariah was doing his priestly responsibility, the Bible says an angel of the Lord encountered him and began to speak to him the things that would befall Israel. Began to speak to him how that God was going to give him a child. And began to tell him who the son of his loins would be. How he's going to be a prophet that will prepare the way of the Lord. The Bible told us that Zechariah had this encounter with the Lord while he was burning the incense. He did not have this encounter with the Lord while he was doing other things, but while he was doing his priestly responsibilities. And so God wants to open our hearts this night to understand that everything about the law and the old was just a type and a shadow of what God wants to bring us into. And now God is telling us that we are that royal priesthood. And so every one of us has the responsibility to come before the presence of the Lord with incense. As it was of old, that every time, once in a year, the people of God will come before the Lord, everyone with his own sacrificial lamb, to be born as sacrifice, as atonement for his own sins and iniquity. But the Bible tells us that by one living sacrifice, the body of Christ will have entered into God's rest. So we do not need to always come before the Lord with lambs, with bulls, with sheep. But God tells us a new order of sacrifice that He has called us to. And God tells us a new order of incense that He has called the new priest to burn before Him. Open with me to Revelation chapter 5. It says, and I look and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And you have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. This is an account of the encounter that John had on the Isle of Patmos. And he said while he was caught up in the visions of God, he saw a new order of worship that the saints were being introduced to. He saw the Lamb of God who took hold of the scroll. And he saw the 24 elders and the beasts pouring incense before the presence of the Lord alongside the prayers of the saints. The Bible said they were pouring incense alongside the prayers of the saints. Each of them was with bowls that were filled with incense. And they were burning incense before the presence of the Lord. And the Bible told us that they had, each of them, harps. Which connotes the ministry of worship that God has called the saints into. The Bible says, if the priesthood be changed, it is necessary that the law also be changed. that God is no longer seeking for a people who will call with physical incense, who will call with lamps, who will hold the law as it was written on tablets. But God is seeking for a people who enter a new level of koinonia with Him. He's seeking for a people who He can write the law upon their heart. He said, well, I'll make a new covenant with my people. He said, it cannot be like the covenant of old. He said, but in this new covenant, I'll write my law on their minds and I'll put it in their heart. And no one will teach his neighbor to know the Lord, but he shall all know me from the least to the greatest. This is the priesthood of the saints. This is what brings us into a level of fellowship and koinonia with the Father, where we can wait and stay before the Lord until the word of the Lord is crystallized upon our hearts, until the word of God leaves this book and becomes this rhema word to our spirit. This is how God says, I want to relate to the new creation. He says, it's no longer going to be like the times of old, where Moses came with the tablets, where they only come into the temple once in a while to listen to the law of God being read from the scroll. God says, for this new creation, I want to crystallize my law upon their hearts. I want to lead and guide and instruct them from within them. This is the order of the new priesthood. God says the priesthood has been changed. We no longer need to live in the old. God has brought us into the new. And God wants us to be open in the spirit to partake of everything that the new covenant has to offer us. The psalmist says, let my prayer rise unto you like incense, and the lifting of my hands as a living sacrifice. So let the lifting of my hands be to you as the evening sacrifice. It is of such people that the Spirit of God is seeking for. People who come before the Lord and let their prayer rise unto Him like incense. People who will come before the Lord with incense in their hands. People who will come before the Lord with words to offer to the God of heaven. Romans chapter 12 says, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you lay down your life as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable act of worship. And so the sacrifice that God requires of the people of old is different from the new. In the new covenant, the sacrifice that God requires of the saints is that your body be laid down as that sacrifice. Is that nothing takes away the place of your consecration before the Lord. This is the sacrifice that God is calling for. This is the sacrifice that the Lord requires from the saints. God did not just gather us under this platform so that we can just come and be excited and go away low. God gave His servant the vision that it is time for koinonia. It is time that the saints be brought into a new level of fellowship with the Spirit of God. And so the Spirit of God is trying to make us understand the ingredients that it takes for the new creation to fellowship with Him. And the Bible says God has called us as new priests. Then we must understand that everything the priest of old did was just a type and a shadow of that which God wants to bring the new creation into. The priest never dared to go before the Lord without an incense. The priest must of necessity enter into the temple with an incense. He must continually pour the incense on the fire. You know what the Bible speaks in Leviticus chapter 6? The Bible says the fire on the altar must not go down. The fire must keep burning on the altar. The fire must keep burning on the altar. And so God is saying the incense of the saints must keep being poured on the altar. That is the call of God for the new creation. That our prayer will rise before Him as incense. That the lifting of our hands will be unto the Lord as the evening sacrifice. This is what it takes to enter into deeper realms of communion with the Spirit of God. If we say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the koinonia of the Holy Ghost should be with us. God is making us understand the ingredients that it takes to abide in a place of deep intimacy with the Lord. The Bible says even the 24 elders in heaven do not cease to burn incense unto the Lord. They do not cease to bring their sacrifice unto the Lord. And so if the saints of God are going to enter into that level of fellowship with God, they must understand that God wants to relate with them in a new order. God wants to relate with us from our inside. He wants to make His law come alive on our hearts. He wants to make His law come alive on our hearts. So that every time you open this book, it ceases to be the letter that you read, but it becomes the very living word of God. The Bible says that the ministration of condemnation was glorious, how much more the ministration of righteousness. It was such that the people of God could not look intently at the face of Moses because of the glory that radiated from him. But the Bible says God has brought us even into a better covenant, into a more glorious covenant, so that we all with unveiled faces beholding the very glory of God, the very glory of God, we are changed from one level of glory to another, even by the Spirit of God. We are changed from one level of glory to another by the Spirit of God. For we do not have a high priest who is not touched by the feelings of our infirmity. The Bible says He was tempted just like us in every way, yet He was without sin. And the Bible accepts Him as a pattern for everyone that will walk after His way. God has set Him, the high priest, as a pattern for us to walk. And so God is saying, we have been introduced to a new order of fellowship with Him. And the new order is that the incense of the Lord must continually rise from you. Is that your life must become that living sacrifice that is holy, that God requires of you. Hallelujah. And so the incense that the Bible speaks of connotes the prayers of the saints. And the sacrifice that the Bible speaks of the act and the life of worship that God has called the saints into. That everything that we do in our lifestyle, in our world, we must reveal the worship of Christ. We must reveal the worship of Christ in our lifestyle. Everything that we do must show that we are laying down our life as sacrifices unto Him. The Bible says it's as we do this that we truly show that we worship God. It is a reasonable act of worship. It is a reasonable act of worship. It's a reasonable act of worship, saints. It's a reasonable act of worship. The Bible speaks in Revelation chapter 8. John said he saw the angels burning and pouring incense continually upon the altar with the prayers of the saints. He said, as the prayers of the saints have been poured upon the altar, the angels of God reach out to the same altar and pack the coals from the altars and pour it into the earth. The Bible says there was earthquake, there was lightning, there was noise. Speaking about the power and the change that the prayers of the saints can bring upon the earth. that every time we pray and we cause our prayer to rise before the Lord as incense, God is going to cause His holy angels to take the coals of heaven and pour it into the earth. And there will be signs, there will be wonders, there will be miracles. And everything that is the desires and the longings of our heart will come because we dare to pour the incense. And the Bible says the high priest never comes to burn the incense for himself. Every time he comes to burn the incense, he burns the incense on behalf of the people. That means God is not expecting that the saints will come before him and all he will do is just to pray for himself. No. The Bible says while Zechariah was in the inner court, was in the Holy of Holies burning the incense, the saints, the people of God were behind praying. And so he stood there as a high priest for the people. And so this is the call of the saints. That every time we step before the presence of the Lord in prayer, we are not just praying for our needs, but we are causing our intercession to rise before the Lord. That we are mindful of other people in our prayer. For this is the ministry that God has given the saints. It is a threefold calling of the saints. That the law of the Lord is continually being made alive upon our hearts. And while Jesus was living in chapter 28 of the book of Matthew, he was speaking to the disciples and said, go into the world and make disciples of every nation. So teaching them to observe all that I've taught you, all that I've commanded you. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. He told them to go and teach the nations, to go and teach the groups and the communities and the cities and the tribes of human race the law of the Lord. In the first scripture where we read, the Bible says the priests have the responsibility of educating the people about the ways of God. They have the responsibility of bringing the people of God into the knowledge of who God is. And for every one of us that is called into this royal priesthood, God says it's our responsibility to teach the nations all that He has commanded us. It is our responsibility to make the law of God alive to the nations. And so God is saying in every setting, in every institution, in every city that I place you, I expect you to become my priest in that place. I expect you to teach men the law of the Lord. For this is the calling of the priest. That wherever God places you, be it in your family, be it in your department, in your community, in your neighborhood, God expects that you are able to stand for Him as a priest. For the new covenant, God does not just call only the fivefold ministry to equip the saints. God called every one of us into this royal priesthood. And so the responsibility to teach the nations the law of the Lord is given to every saint, to every priest of the new covenant. It's not just given to the fivefold ministry. As a matter of fact, the Bible says the fivefold ministry are to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. And so we are living in a time where God wants to bring alive what the ministry of the saints is. For everybody who is aware or comes to know about the call of God, all we are thinking about is being called to be apostles or prophets or evangelists or pastors or teachers. But God is bringing us to a time and a moment where we understand what the ministry of the saints is. And the ministry of the saints is to become the priest of God everywhere we are found. If you go to some of our villages and communities, you find out that most clans and families and extended families have their own gods and deities. And what they do is to set a priest from a particular family or clan and raise an altar. A priest that will defend that family. A priest that will receive from the realm of the spirit and communicate the mind of the deity to them. That's why when you go to many of our villages, you see different altars and shrines. And God is saying, this is the ministry of the saints. The ministry of the saints is to be able to raise an altar for the Lord everywhere we are found. So that we can become the new covenant priest that will teach the nations the law of the Lord. This is the commandment that God gave the disciples. He said, go into the nations of the world and make disciples. He said, teach them all that I've commanded you. Become priests. In the days of old, in the Old Testament, when somebody is a priest, whether he has been called to serve in the temple or not, so long as you come from the lineage of the priest, you have a responsibility to teach the law of the Lord. Whether you have been schooled or not, you have the responsibility to teach the law of the Lord. And in the book of Judges, the Bible gave an account of a priest who left and who was found in a particular town, in a particular city. That as soon as one man saw him, a particular man saw him, and recognized him to be one of those that are from the tribes of the Levites, he called him, he said, come to my house and be my priest. I will pay you, I will clothe you, and I will feed you. It's because he understood that priests are meant to be mediators between God and the earth. And so the man understood that so long as the priest is in his home, in his family, he and his family are covered. And so he called him, he said, come and be a priest to my family. We'll pay you and we'll take care of you. And so this is what God wants the saints to do. That everywhere that God places you, you become the priest of the Lord. That you raise an altar for the Lord in your family. That you raise an altar for the Lord in your class. That you become a principality in yourself. We only call demons principalities and powers. No. We are the true principalities and powers. In the hierarchy of the heavenly realm, after Christ is the same. Before angels, before the demons, before the principalities and power that many people are afraid of. So we are the true principalities and powers. And God expects us to be true mediators between the heavens and the earth. That everywhere we are found, the law of the Lord will prevail. This is how God intends that the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the water covers the sea. That every believer that understands his priesthood, every believer that understands the ministry of the saints that God has given him, is able to raise an altar for the Lord. A place where he will continually burn incense and lay sacrifice. The Bible says, and the priest will stand between the porch and the altar and will cry and say, oh God, spare thy people. The priest will stand between the porch and the altar and cry to God and say, spare thy people. This is the call of the saints. The Bible says, for you will declare a thing and it shall be established. And wherever men are cast down, you will see there's a lifting up. And through the purity of your hand, even those who are guilty, even those who are supposed to die because of their iniquity, God said they will be saved. Because you have come to a place where you truly understand what your priesthood is. And you can stand as a mediator between the heavens and the earth. This is the priesthood of the saints. For the other religion, the Muslims, they understand this. Everywhere they find themselves, they are able to build an altar. Go to your faculties, just go around the street, go to your street, close to your house. Everywhere they find themselves, they understand the power of an altar. They understand that they must be priests in that environment. And so they set an altar. And while you are sleeping in the night, enchantment is been going on. They are feeding that altar. They are sending incense and laying sacrifice. The Bible says, day after day, uttered peace, and night after night, showed knowledge. And so they are able to peep into the realm of the spirit. And they are able to understand the times and the seasons, and they manipulate the events of life. They manipulate what happened in the society. Because they truly understand that they are priests. And they must stand upon the they must stand at the altar and continually feed the altar. And so God is saying, if we are going to bring the nation to the true knowledge of God, that the glory of God will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea, then we must understand the ministry of the priesthood that God has given us. The Bible says, for no one will tell his neighbor, no one will teach his neighbor to know the Lord, but they shall all know me from the least to the greatest. in everyone who comes to a place where he has access to the covenant of God. He has access to the secrets of God. Job said that it was in the days of old when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. It means Job truly understood the ministry of a priest. And so he had access to the secrets of God. Priests are people who can access the counsel of the Lord and become instruments that the knowledge of God will flow through. Malachi chapter 2 verse 7. He said, for the mouth of the priest, for the lips of the priest, should keep knowledge. And men should seek the law from his mouth, because he's a messenger of the Lord. Is your lips going to keep the knowledge of God? Are men going to seek the knowledge of God from your lips? This is what it takes to be a messenger of God. No messenger. You can't be a messenger without a message. And so the Bible says we are priests, we are messengers of God. Then there must be a message on our lips for our generation. That everywhere you find yourself, men will seek you as the priest of God. And they will learn the ordinances of God from your lips. This is how the Great Commission will be fulfilled. This is how God intends that his knowledge will fill the earth. That every one member of the body of Christ will become an instrument, will become a priest indeed. Will be able to raise an altar unto the Lord and continually send incense. The Bible says the dealings and everything that the priest does is limited to the altar, is limited to the temple, the tabernacle. And the Bible says, know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. And so we do not need to go to a physical building to be able to transact business as priests of God. The Bible says, you have become that temple. You have become that tabernacle. You are the priest, and at the same time, you are the temple. This is a mystery that the people of old could not understand. This is what God was trying to bring the children of Israel into. God says it is just that he will raise them to be a nation of priests. It wasn't the intention of God that only the Levites would be priests. God intends that the whole children of Israel will become a nation of priests. That through them, God will bring the other nations to the knowledge of God. That the light of God will go to the nations of the Gentiles. And so this is what God is making us understand. That the priesthood has been changed. That in this new priesthood, you are the temple. And you are the priest. And the Bible says, don't you know that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Don't you know that the one that other people are going to distant places to seek now dwells in you? And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17, say, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. It means he that is mingled to the Lord has become one with him in spirit. And it is on that basis that we can know what true koinonia is. Because we have become one spirit with the Lord. We have become joined to the Lord. We have become mixed and combined to the Lord. In chemistry, some of us understand that there are certain chemical substances that when you mix them together, you can't separate them. And there are other certain chemical substances that when you mix, you can separate. When you mix water and oil, you can separate it. But there are certain substances that when you mix, you can't separate. The Bible says that is the condition of the new creation with the Holy Ghost. He has become mixed with the Holy Ghost in such a way that you can't separate him from the Holy Spirit. And it is on that platform that we understand what koinonia is. If you do not understand that you have been mingled with the Lord, you have become one with him in spirit, then you can't really know what koinonia is. You can't really know what the fellowship of the Spirit is if you do not know that you have become one and mingled with the Lord. So that the very thoughts of God can become your thoughts. So that all God needs to do if he wants to bring you to the knowledge of his will is to upgrade your spirit to his frequency. And then you begin to catch what God wants you to do. want you to know. I was hearing somewhere and I was making us understand. I said, in physics, there's something called resonance. Resonance is when you set one body to operate at the natural frequency of another. For some of you, maybe when in your house, you just notice there are times that maybe a bell could just pass. And if you are listening to FM or something, you can just, you know, hear some distortion on the station. What happens? That's resonance. That resonance that is happening. There's a distortion. Why? That which you are receiving from is being distorted from that sound that is coming from outside. And why we say it's because we have been joined to the Lord. Every vibration that the Holy Ghost wants us to receive, we can receive. The very thing that God is thinking can become our thought. Because we have become one spirit with Him. We have become mingled with Him. So the complexity of hearing the voice of God can be taken away from the thought. If you ever understand that you have become one spirit with the Lord, then the voice of God shouldn't be strange. The Bible says, know ye not that you are the temple of the Lord and the Spirit of God dwells in you. The Spirit of God is mingled with your spirit. And that's where true koinonia comes from. Where His very own abilities rub off upon us. Where His very own will becomes our will. That we don't need to go to a distant place to find the will of God. That the will of God is resident within us. Job tells us, he said, as it was in the days of old, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. The secret of God was in my spirit. Because I come to understand that I'm one spirit with the Lord. This is the revelation that God wants us to understand as priests of the new covenant. I really don't know why I'm teaching in this dimension. I actually expected to move in a different realm. Do you understand? But I know in the depth of my heart that God wants me to teach. Some of you think it's all about coming and prophesying. No, there are times that God will permit that instruction and teaching come to the table. In John chapter 4 verse 10, Jesus made a very profound statement. John chapter 14 verse 10. When they came to him and they tried to question him on what basis he was doing the things that he was doing. He said, do you not know that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? He said, the words that I speak, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Jesus wasn't talking about the Father seated on the throne. He was talking about the Holy Ghost. Because the word Father there means my source and my sustainer. I said, Jesus said, you don't understand. He said, the one who dwells in me is my source and my sustainer. He's the one who gives me the word that I speak. And he's the one who does the work that you see. And God is saying, if the saints are going to understand what true koinonia is, then we must understand the statement that Jesus made when he said, I and my Father are one. And the Pharisees wanted to stone him for it. And that's the revelation that God is bringing to your heart today. That you understand that you and the Holy Ghost are one. It is not my teaching, it's what the Bible says. In 1 John chapter 4, the Bible says, we know that God dwells in us, and we dwell in Him because He has given us of His Spirit. So the guarantee and the proof that we have that God dwells in us and we dwell in Him is that His Spirit dwells within us. It means we co-inherit God and God co-inherit us. It's such a co-inheriting that we cannot be separated from God. Somebody will say, if we are truly one with God, why are things happening around us that does not prove that we are one with God? The Bible says, and here, as long as he's a child, differeth not from his servant, though he be Lord of all. And that's why God is teaching us and instructing us, so that we'll grow to a point where the veils are taken away from our eyes, that we'll truly see ourselves as he sees us. Say, know ye not that you are the temple of the Lord and the Spirit of God dwells in you. And so the next time you need to find direction for your life, you don't need to go and be knocking at somebody's door to tell you what the counsel is. The Bible says, don't you know? It means they didn't understand, even though it was true. So Paul had to tell them, say, don't you understand? If I come and make a statement to you and say, don't you understand? It means I expect that you should have understood. And that's why I'm telling you, don't you understand that you are the temple of the Lord and the Spirit of God dwells within you? In case you didn't understand it before today, God is asking you, God is telling you. He said, don't you understand? The word to co-inherit means for two things to become mixed with each other such that you can't separate them individually anymore. That's what it means to co-inherit you. So that you can remove the natural attributes of or characteristics of one from the mixture. And so when the Holy Ghost speaks to you and you hear your spirit speak to you, sometimes some of us say, something told me, my spirit told me. No. If your spirit tells you, then that's the Lord speaking to you. Because the Bible says the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord. Is that which God uses to give a new creation illumination? Is that which God uses to bring direction and guidance to the new creation? And if we are ever going to understand what koinonia is, that God is saying that the koinonia of the Holy Ghost is with you, then we must understand that we have been mingled with Him. That's where the revelation of koinonia comes from. That you have been mingled with the Lord. It's taught in a way that you can't be separated anymore. When the Holy Ghost came to dwell in the new creation, it's not that the Holy Spirit will leave you one day. And so the Holy Ghost has come to dwell within us. He has become us. We have become Him. And the Bible says the only guarantee for the Holy Spirit to leave a believer is when he will fully denounce Christ and blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. When out of his will he speaks and says, I don't want anything to do with the Lord again. It is only on that ground that the Holy Ghost can leave a believer. So this is the koinonia that the Lord is bringing us to understand. That we have become co-participators with Him. We have become partners with Him. Koinonia, intimacy, and partnership. We have become partners with the Holy Ghost. So that we can become administrators of the divine counsel of God upon the earth. We can become God's administrators upon the earth. Say, don't you know? Saints, don't you know that the Holy Ghost dwells in you? How far a believer can go in understanding spiritual things is how much you are able to understand this revelation that the Holy Ghost dwells in you. If God is able to bring this revelation into our hearts, we will understand that we do not always need to go to the mountain to seek the Lord, but we are at home with Him. Joseph, so long as the Lord is within me, so long as the Lord is within my tabernacle, it means I have access to His counsel. I have access to direction that the Spirit of God can bring. I have access to the mind of God. The Bible says it is they that do know their God that shall be strong, and they are the ones that will do exploits. And so until you understand that you have become one with Him, you will not be an instrument of power and exploits in the kingdom. So that men see a mortal being the deed of a God. The Bible says you have become one with Him. One with the Holy Ghost, mingled with Him, so that His life become the very essence of our existence. The Bible says, for this is eternal life, that they may know Him, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. So the eternal life of God within our spirit is that which brings the knowledge and the revelation of God to us. So this is eternal life. So eternal life is not given to you just to be speaking in tongues. The sole purpose of eternal life is to bring the revelation of God to you, to make you walk in the fullness of who God is. And say, to know the love of God which surpasses all knowledge, that you might be filled with all of the fullness of God, so that we can explore the riches and the depth that is in Christ, the depth of the knowledge of God, that we can access via the Holy Ghost. As we seek to enter deeper realms of fellowship with God, we understand that every revelation of God is as deep as God Himself. You will know that God is so deep that you can't exhaust the revelation of who He is. And that's why even in heaven we are still going to be finding out and studying and knowing more about God. What makes you think the angels will always bow before the presence of the Lord and worship Him? The Bible reveals that every time they come before the Lord, they see a new revelation altogether of who God is. And that's what makes them continually bow before His majesty. So the ingredient to our true koinonia with the Lord is for the saints to understand that we have become one spirit with the Lord. That your body, your spirit has become the temple of the Lord. You have become the container of God Himself. It doesn't matter what your situation tells you. The Bible says, by faith we have access into the grace by which we now stand. So by faith, God brings us into the reality of this grace that He has brought us into. And as we begin to stay before the Lord and fellowship with Him via His word, the Bible says, it is the word of God that we become indeed partakers of His divine nature. That He has given unto us great and exceeding precious promises, that by these promises we become partakers of His divine nature. So as the word of God is being planted to your heart now, the very life of God is being diffused into every fiber of your being. This is how the divine nature of God begins to work with you, begins to work within you. If you do not have the word of God inside of your spirit, you can't truly be a partaker of His divine nature. And so God is bringing us to a time that as we seek and desire His presence, that scriptures, the shell of the scriptures will be broken, that we'll begin to access the life therein. The psalmist tapped into this realm and he said, "Oh Lord, how love I thy law. Say, it is my meditation all day. Say, through your word you have made me wiser than all my teachers. Say, I even understand more than the ancients. Say, because your law is my meditation." So the three dimensions of koinonia that the Lord is bringing us into is that we first of all understand the fellowship of the word. We first of all understand what it means to fellowship with the word. And then God brings us to a point where we understand the ministry of incense. We understand as we begin to pray before the Lord. The Bible says, building of yourself in your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. So as you do that, you are carrying the divine nature of God within you. Like what the Bible says, the angels come to stir the water. And everyone that steps into the water, when the angel says it, receives his healing. So every time the divine life of God within us is being stirred, we can be able to express God to our world. The Bible says, counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. And so as the life of God is being shared within your spirit, and you begin to pray with the Lord to understand how the operations of the spirit is, the Bible says you'll be able to draw counsel from within your spirit. So that every time you desire to know what the will and the mind of God is about an issue, you look inward. You draw counsel from your spirit, because your spirit has become one with the Lord. see, this is how psychics operate. But for them, their spirits are tuned to familiar spirits. And so they can look within their spirit and receive counsel from familiar spirits. But the Bible says, for the saints, you have become one spirit with the Lord. And like Job said, you will receive counsel from his tabernacle. You can receive counsel from the Lord. So that you can understand the visions of God for you at times. You are able to draw counsel. You are able to draw the secrets of God from within your spirit. So that as you fellowship with the Holy Ghost, there's a stirring. Suddenly, I think there's a fetter that is reaching down to the depths of your spirit and fetching counsel into your heart. The Bible says, in the days of old, when the elders of Israel will come before the prophet to speak what the mind of the Lord is. Even though the prophets of old were privileged to have an understanding of God dwelling in man. And the Bible says they were able to sit before the elders of Israel and fetch counsel from within. And when the people came to speak to find out what the way is to go, when the three nations with Jehoshaphat came to Elijah, Elijah said, bring me a minstrel. And the Bible says, the minstrel began to play, the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. Elijah had a deep dimension of koinonia with the Lord. He understood how to draw counsel from the Spirit of God. And so when he looks at him, things are tight. Elijah knows how to stir his spirit and fetch counsel from within. And one thing that the Bible speaks about the Holy Ghost in John chapter 16, verse 13. Jesus said, I have much to tell you, but you can't hear it now. But I have it when he, the Spirit of truth, will come, he shall guide you to all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that he shall say. And he will show you things to come. How is the Holy Ghost going to show you things to come? He's going to impart his life suddenly to your heart and bring the revelation of his counsel. And the Bible likens it as a man who is reaching out with his fetter to fetch water from well. That was how the prophets of old were able to fetch the mind and the counsel of God to bring to their generation. And the Bible says the Holy Ghost will show us of things to come. It means the Holy Ghost will bring us to a place where we'll be able to access the mind of God, where we'll be able to know the will of God, and so that we can teach the nations. So that you can bring the glory of God to bear upon the earth, even as the waters cover the sea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there's any revelation you need to leave this place with today, is to know that you have become mingled with the Lord. Is to know that you have become one spirit with the Holy Ghost. You are becoming separate with the Holy Ghost. When the Lord began to make me understand his revelation, for days I just keep meditating on this. This is what will bring us to a point where even unconsciously we will tap into the counsel of God. Where you don't need to pray for 20 hours to know what the mind of God is. You have become so mingled with the Lord that you just find yourself walking in the will of God. And what we call prophesying, you prophesy unconsciously many times than consciously. Because the very thought of God will become your thought. That the Holy Ghost from within you will begin to bubble and reveal in the mind and the counsel of God to you. And by that you can become like the Joseph of your generation. The Bible says, and Pharaoh spoke and said, seeing that you are the only one who knows this, no one has been able to find out this thing. Then why not? Let's put you to be the administrator. Let's put you to be the one that will be Lord over the princes of Egypt. He said it's only the throne that will be greater than you. The Bible says Daniel was taught a man that understood his fellowship with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says Daniel was like, he was a man, and they said the spirit of the Holy God dwell in him. That light, wisdom, and understanding is found in him. The spirit of excellence is in Daniel. the spirit of excellence. He understood his oneness with God. That's why when a decree was made that no one should pray, the Bible said, Daniel said, I will always burn my incense. And he will go, he will stand. He will kneel down before his window and he will open the window to the God of heaven. And he will begin to send incense to the heavens. Just the way the priest will do. You will begin to send incense to the heavens. And no wonder Daniel dwelt in a realm of abundance of revelation. The mind of God wasn't far away from him. Princes will seek him. When the Bible says priests, kings shall come to your light. And Gentiles to the brightness of your rising. You think they will only come because you speak in the Holy Ghost? They will come because you have access to the counsel of God. They will say, we have heard of you. It has been said of you that you have access, that the Spirit of the Holy God is in you. That you have access to the mind of God. Many of you only know that you can lay hands on people and the power of God can flow. But I'm bringing you to an understanding to know that just the way the power of God can flow through you, His wisdom can also flow through you. His secret and His counsel can become yours. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. You know, in the ministry of Jesus, there are times that the Bible says the people will just come and sit down before Jesus. They will sit down on the grass and they will begin to hear the Lord teach. The Bible says there was a time that Jesus was teaching, even for 3 days. And that was why he said he will not leave the people to go hungry. And he needed to bring, to feed them, because for 3 days they had been listening to the word of God. God wants to raise saints who are matured in Him. God doesn't just want to raise people who, you will just come to men of God, they will just pray on you, lay hands on you and say you are healed, your problem is solved, go. No. God wants to raise priests. Because the responsibility of flooding the air to the knowledge of the glory of the Lord is not given to the fivefold office alone. It's given to the saints. So the saints must be equipped and trained to understand the ways of the Lord. So God wants us to understand His ways. God wants us to understand the principles by which the kingdom of faith. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We send our incense to you this day. We stand in our office as priests of God. We are going to praise and send incense to the Lord. You are going to make up your mind that from today you will stand in your office as a priest of God. You are going to make up your mind that you occupy the office of your priesthood. The Bible says He has made us priests and kings unto our God, and that we will reign on the earth. We stand for incense as priests of God. Let our prayers rise before you as incense. And let the lifting up of our hands a freely sacrifice. We send incense to the heavens. We stand as priests of God. We lay down our bodies as living sacrifice. Only unto the Lord. 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 Reggae, 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 reggae
the Spirit of God. A new level. A new level of conduct. A new level of fellowship. Manifestation. We must not have speak of God. We must not have speak of God. We have the secret of God upon our tabernacle. We carry the secrets of God upon our tabernacle. We carry the secrets of God upon our tabernacle. We carry the secrets of God because we are one spirit with you. We are one spirit with you, Holy Ghost. Let there be an impartation of this revelation. A revelation of our oneness with you. A revelation of our oneness with you. Eleboko bababa bobosia. Rekele bobababa babasaya. Yakete brogobosa. Ila posi bradiasa. Rege babasia. Rege bababasia. Erego bababababasia. I want you to pray to the Lord. Listen to me. I want you to pray to the Lord and say, Holy Ghost, bring me to a revelation of my oneness with you. Step up my spirit to that realm of revelation. Step me up to new levels of koinonia with you. Step me up to new level of intimacy with you. Rege bababababosia. Rakondo bege bagabasia. Rakabababababa. Yagabababababa. Yagabababababa. Oh, Baba Bobosia, Rebo no Sigabayasa, Rabo Sigabayabasia, Mande Lebrondo Sikabaya, Rabba Baba 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 Bobosia, Eke Rogo Bobosia, bring your people, O God, to the revelation of our oneness with you. Oh, Baba Bobo Baba Bastia, Rabba Baba Baba Bobosia, Yega Yababosa, Weke Bombreke de Bokosia. Ila baba baba bosia, ye kande le brega de bokosia, ya baba kopa ya baba lasa, raka baba 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 baba, ya gaba 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 gaba, ye baba 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 bosia, rakondo bende ke baya basa, baka ya nama la baba basa ya, ya gaba 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 sora, raka baba 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 bosia ya. Oh, Baba Bobosia, Rege Bola Banda Sigabayaha, Bondo Le Brege de Boko Boko Bosia, Yeganda Bala Bakosi Bragabas Katayaha, Rapondo Sikata La Bragolosa, Diga Brondo Sigayaha, know ye not that ye are God, all of you are sons of the Most High God, ye are God, ye are God, ye are God. Yea, God! Yea, God! Yea, Baba Baba Bobosia! Yea, Bando Sebrega de Bokosaya! Rabba Baba Bakosi Balaha! Yea, Bakosi Branda Bastia! Raka Bakosi Balada! Yea, Babasia! Yea, Baba 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 Bastia! Rabondo Sigabaya! Yea, Baya Baga Bagaya! Yaga Baga 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 Bosia! Ele bombre que debo cosia. Ye rondo balabaga basia. Raka tombre que debo cosia. Manda libra gada bakosa. Banda de rondo sikabaya. Ye a God. All of you are sons of the Most High God. Le ba 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 sa ya. Rabondo sikabaya. Rababo si ande le bosikaya. Rakondo bege bega baga basia. For he called them gods, unto whom the word of the Lord comes. He called them gods, unto whom the word of the Lord comes. He called them gods, unto whom the word of the Lord comes. Vale brondo sika baya ha. Ola baba baba bobo sika. Bela bande sika para basaya. Ola baba bobo si bala bahaya. Hey, Alaba Babosia. Alaba Bobosia. Reba Bobosia. Obrondo Sikabayaha. Rabas Kalamando Sibayaha. Oh, Rabade Gebege Yagabagaya. Yege Biga Bagabagabasia. Oh, Rabadosia. Oh, Ramando Babasaya. The Bible says, for he called them gods, unto whom the word of the Lord came, and the scriptures cannot be broken. He called them gods. He called them gods because they are participators in his nature. They are partakers of his divine nature. So he called them gods. He called them gods. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible in Psalm 82 says, they are gods and all of you are sons of the Most High God. He says, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Why? Because you don't understand. And he says, for he called them gods unto whom the word of the Lord came. You know, the Bible says the word of God is God. And so if the word of God comes to you, it's able to make you God. It's able to impart that nature to a man. The Bible says we are partakers of his divine nature. For this is what koinonia is. Partaking in his divine nature. Partaking in his godness. Partaking in his godness. Partaking in his infiniteness. Partaking in his omnipotency. Partakers of his omnipotence. Partakers of his omniscience. Father, we thank you. Let this revelation fall into our spirit. Let it fall into our spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Eva la bobo balakaya. Ebronda wasi balakaya. You may listen to this. You may have seen about you. I heard the Lord say, God spoke humorously. For your father is preparing a special surprise party for you. I see the Lord shows two men come before your father. I see them being sent as delegates unto him. For God says they shall be sent to contract with him. I see a contract come of whatever type I do not know. But I see two men walking up to your father. And God says, great profit shall come from this. For great increase shall come from this. Shalabahaya. Tina, where are you? God wants me to just minister to you. Father, we give you praise. Is there anybody who came here with a bone problem? You came here with maybe an injury or something in your bone. In your bone, just lift up your hands. Your bone, you have an injury. Whether a broken leg, a broken whatever. Whatever it is that is broken. Whatever it is that has to do with your bone. Just lift up your hands. Where are you? If you came with a broken leg, broken hand, wherever you are, just put your hands there right now. Right now, right now, right now. I see God healing bones. Bones, bones, bones. Bones, I command that healing now in the name of Jesus. Touch that place. I command healing right now in the name of Jesus. I command healing to your bones. Your bones, touch right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I see the Lord giving your mom a new shop. I don't know what has been happening around her business, but this is the word of the Lord for you. God is giving her a new shop. God sees his expansion that is coming. A
In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. And I see certain people that have stood before your dad. I see men that have stood as opposition before him, and God is clearing them right now. God says that which is rightfully his, no man shall take it from him. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Go ahead and send some incense to the Lord. Go ahead and send some incense to the Lord. Say la ba 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 Rava ya baba so kombe ke dibalasa ya Rake te ke boga baya gabasa Rabondo sikaba la gabasa ya Rako to bege ibala sonde diaska Maka ye bonda bala kasure diaska Raka paka baya baga baso ye diaska Bala baba bosi ya baya sa Bala we thank you, bala bobo sa ya Hallelujah. Is the daughter of the pastor of this very church here? Is she here? Come. Father, we give you praise. 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 We bless you, Jesus. God says, it's opening your eyes. Those dreams and visions of the night that you used to have. How that God shows you many things. God says a stirring is coming tonight. A stirring is coming. With your eyes you will see mighty things in the spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And God says the attack of witchcraft shall not come near your home. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For the operation of witchcraft shall not come near your home. Father, we give you praise. We bless you, Jesus. Is Wumi here? Is Wumi here? Is Wumi here? Father, we thank you. We give you glory and we give you praise. We honor you. Thank you, Father. We stand as the priest of God. We stand tonight as the priest of God. And we say continually as a church, that our life will send incense to the heavens. We say continually as saints of God, we will lay down our life as living sacrifices unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we stand as saints of God and say, Lord, our spirits have been drawn into a new level of fellowship with you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we will know the koinonia of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every one of us will step into a new level of koinonia with the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. As we go forth as priests of the Lord, we stand by our altars continually. We raise an altar for the Lord wherever we are found. We raise an altar from which righteousness will spread to the nations. In our classroom, we raise an altar for the Lord. In our homes, in our hostel, we raise an altar for the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Just go ahead and bless his name. Just go ahead and bless his name. Just go ahead and bless his name. Oh, Jesus, we give you praise. If you're able, Shadaha. Regebobobobosandabakaya. Everyone leave this place walking in the anointing of the priest. Everyone leave this place walking in the anointing of the priest. We stand as teachers of the law. We teach men the way of the Lord. We teach men the way of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Continually incense will rise from us to the Lord. Father, we thank you because we value our sanctification. We value our purity above every other thing. We lay our own body as living sacrifices unto you. We lay ourselves as living sacrifices unto you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak to Sarah right now. In the name of Jesus. I speak to Sarah right now. Where are you? I speak to Sarah right now. No, not you. Sarah, I speak to you right now in the name of Jesus. God says for me to tell you that your sisters shall leave. God says they shall leave. This is the verdict of God. God says death will not hold them, for they shall leave. For the hand of the enemy is broken over their life. God tells me to tell you that this sickness is not unto death, but it is so that the glory of the Lord will be seen. God says they shall rise up from that bed, and they shall be living testimonies unto my name. And God says, rest, 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 says the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Have you been blessed, saints? This is the ministry that God has given us. God has called us into the office of priests, that everywhere we are found, we are able to raise an altar for the Lord. When you see some of these outer men, Meshai, or those guys who sell food, any locality they find themselves, the first thing they do is to gather stones and make an altar. They understand that they are priests of Allah. It's only the things that do not understand the need to raise an altar in their life. We're not talking of an altar of physical stones, but we're saying your life reveals that you're a priest, God. And we thank God because God will begin to cause us to walk in this revelation. We'll begin to burn incense continually, and we'll release our worship as sacrifices to the Lord, and we'll lay down our own bodies as living sacrifices. As we do this, the Spirit of the Lord will begin to bring us into a deeper level of fellowship with Him. We know what koinonia is because we have become one with the Lord. Jesus said, even though you are looking at me, but the words that I'm speaking, I'm not the one speaking it, because there's someone in me who is supplying the words. He said, He's the one that does the work. And I pray that this will be the testimony of every saint of God. In the name of Jesus, as we attend to round up, I just want to take this following announcement. God's servant Apostle is not here. He's in Lagos. He sends his love. He's ministering in Lagos. Of course, we're all supposed to go, but for some reason, I have to stay back. So they are doing wonderfully well in Lagos. He asked me to send his greetings to the house. Amen. He asked me to tell you he loves you, and he'll be back by Sunday. And just to remind us of our Sunday meeting, by 10 p.m. invite people, for those who are coming for the first time. Our meetings, koinonia like this, is every Friday, 6 p.m. And on Sundays by 10 p.m. we meet on campus to have a wonderful time. The koinonia still continues. Amen. Hallelujah. And just to tell us to go ahead and invite more people. Tell people what the Lord is doing in this place. I think there are a few handbills, flyers I can with. Will give us, invite people, tell them to come, let them come and be a part of what God is doing in this place. And they remind us also, the T-shirts, see the technical guys, the media, the hosting department, and some of us wearing the Koinonia T-shirts. It's so beautiful. Look at this brother here. It's so beautiful. It's not cost, it's just 2,000 naira. Even though there are limited copies now, but we intend that we'll be producing it more. So you can, we encourage you to buy. Amen. Keep the publicity on. to just 2,000 naira. Hallelujah. And to tell us that next Friday, you know, last week, God's servant said every last Friday of the month is going to be a time of special miracles. And so next Friday is going to be a moment of special miracles. Are you excited about it? Next week is going to be a time of special miracles. So we are encouraged, we are advised to invite people, bring the oppressed, bring the afflicted, bring the wounded, just bring them. Amen. God is a miracle God. The gospel should not just be preached by the wisdom, by mere words alone. The gospel should be accompanied by the demonstrations of God's power and the miracle hand of God. So next week is going to be a time of special miracles, healing, you know, just name it, mighty move of God's Spirit. Amen. And then to tell you, next week if you are coming, come with your prayer request for yourself and for your loved ones, whatever outstanding issues have been in your life, in your family, in the life of your loved ones, bring them. God is a God of miracles. And as we seek the face of God next week, God will be putting a miracle in your hand. Hallelujah. We want to pray for first timers. If you are worshiping with us here, you are fellowshipping with us, you are doing koinonia with us for the first time, we want to welcome you, we want to pray for you, we want to bless you wherever you are. Just lift up your hands. We want to see you. You're coming to Koinonia or ENI for the first time. Could you please come to the front? You know, one of the things that we believe in this house, we believe in the Word of God, we believe in miracles, we believe in the Holy Ghost, and we also believe in love. We show love in this place. So you are coming to Koinonia, you are coming to ENI for the first time. You are coming to ENI, Koinonia for the first time. We want to welcome you. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to specially tell you that you are welcome. We appreciate you. You are a part of us and we love you. And we pray that as you take out time to come to the face of God, you will never remain the same. Ask the people that are behind you and they will tell you what God has done to every one of us. Just staying under such a beautiful atmosphere of God's Spirit. And so we pray for you this hour in the name of Jesus. We pray that God will bless you. We pray that let every desire of your heart be granted to you. Whatever it is that is a burden in your heart before you came into this place, we ask that let the hand of God overturn that situation. And let God give you a miracle in your hand. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that God will bless you and increase you and use you more for his glorious kingdom in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we enjoin you just like the Samaritan woman. Go out and tell other people what the Lord is doing in this great house. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Mukhtar. Okay, God bless you. Amen. And please, ushers, that's the flyers. Just pass it across. Let the people take one or two. Give out to people. For the stickers, if you don't have a car, I'm not saying the car must be your own. You don't have a car at your disposal. Please, I don't think you really need it. Because the stickers are actually made for cars. They are not made to just be placed anywhere. So if you really, really know that you need it, it should be given to you. You can meet Brother Benga for the stickers. You know that you really, really need it. Just meet him and get them. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for a glorious time in your presence. We thank you for the truth that you have brought into our hearts. We thank you for the diversities of the workings of your Spirit this night. We thank you for it pleased you to bring teachings and instructions to our hearts. Thank you for the revelation of our priesthood. Thank you for the revelation of our oneness with you. We go forth in this consciousness, knowing that we are mingled with you, and therefore your very own abilities are our abilities. Your power belongs to us. Your wisdom belongs to us. Even your secrets are kept for us. And so, Lord, we give you the glory and praise for this thing. We thank you because this weekend is blessed for us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As we leave this place, we continue in koinonia with the Spirit. in deeper realms of intimacy with the Spirit of God. And Father, we give you the glory in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. See you on Sunday. Please don't just leave. Show love to somebody. Reach somebody. Tell somebody you love. Have a wonderful night.